Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Wells. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ed Wells. And now, play ball. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon strikes out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is called out on strikes. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fothergill moves to second. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards second. McManus can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Wells. Ekrod moves to third. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus is hit by the pitch. Tavener moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Spurgeon takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Burns reaches second base with a double. Spurgeon moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spurgeon scores. Burns scores. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ekrod hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Shea to McManus covering second. The throw back to home, and Sewell is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it and throws to first for the out. Heilman moves to second. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-1 in the game. Warner hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutzk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutzk is 0-for-1 in the game. Lutzk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Lutzk reaches second base with a double. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin bunts towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hudlin for the out. Lutzk moves to third. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lutzk scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Spurgeon hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lutzk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-1 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into left field. Father Gill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Father Gill. Sewell moves to third. Jameson moves to second. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ekrod hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell tags and scores. Jameson tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Rube Lutzk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutzk hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Shea settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Shea. Rube Lutzk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutzk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lutzk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McManus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 2 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ekrod. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Mainisch moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mainisch tags and scores. Fothergill tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener misplays the ball. That's an error on Tavener. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 2 in the game. Warner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Art Rubel pinch hits for Merv Shea. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel strikes out. One out. Johnny Bassler pinch hits for Ed Wells. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Warner moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tavener hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warner moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warner scores. Tavener moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 3 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Bassler now catching. Jess Doyle now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. he's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sewell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Manish, who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manish. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ekrod strikes out. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lutsk hits a line drive into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heilman moves to second. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Heilman moves to third. Blue moves to second. Two outs. Al Wingo pinch hits for Jess Doyle. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Walkup now pitching. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hudlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Summa bunts towards the mound. Walkup fields it and throws to first for the out. Hudlin moves to second. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hudlin scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Basler and he is safe. Burns steals second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. the Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 1 in the game. Basler strikes out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tavener hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ekrod, who is chasing the ball. Tavener reaches third base with a triple. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 4 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.